Well, our first agenda item allows us to time to reflect upon the party's recently launched For Everyone document. This is our blueprint for an executive strategy to build a shared future. I'm sure Confluence will agree with me that this launch once again shows that Alliance are the party willing to take the hard decisions to lead change for everyone. To talk about the document and the challenges we face, we have Chris Little, MLA, Vice Chair of the OFDFM Committee, who represented the party in the initial cohesion, sharing and integration closed door talks. And I'll hand over to Chris, who'll introduce the other panel members. Chris.
Morning, Conference. Thank you for that introduction, Billy. It's really good to be amongst members and friends, and I really look forward to the opportunity to speak with you all in person throughout the day and to catch up on a great year for us. And I add my own welcome to all our outside visitors and friends that we have with us today. We have a raft of issues represented throughout our conference, and I really look forward to engaging with those as well. I joined the Alliance Party in 2002 at the tender age of 21. And I can say that I think this is the conference that I've looked most forward to in all my years as a member in the party. It's an absolute privilege for me to serve as an Alliance MLA for East Belfast and to have been appointed by our leader as Deputy Chairperson of the OFM-DFM Committee and to be spokesperson on a shared future. I'm delighted to act as chair of our presentation of the Alliance Party proposals of delivering a shared future in Northern Ireland, and I look forward to introducing three of our excellent elected representatives who are at the forefront of leading change on this issue. So why am I so encouraged about our Alliance Party? Well, this is a people's party. It's not a one or two man band. We have rich history, we have a vision, a plan, excellent leaders and active members, and we are representing the change that people in Northern Ireland want to see from politics. I'm encouraged because this generation of Alliance members has shown our own courage and determination to stand against misrepresentation and daily intimidation, and because we've shown that we are the alternative for everyone in Northern Ireland who wants to support a political party that can move us beyond the politics of the past into a new positive and vibrant politics for our future. We've held true to our vision and our conviction that dismantling division is the single biggest social and economic challenge for everyone in this community. For families who want adequate investment in childcare and nursery provision, for people who want to tackle inequality and underinvestment in health and education, for people who want to address social disadvantage and create regeneration, and for people who want to see positive cultural expression and respect for diversity, all of which are absolutely vital to attracting jobs and building a prosperous economy in Northern Ireland. I'm proud that it was the Alliance Party that pressed the First and Deputy First Minister for a draft shared future strategy and a plan to tackle division. And we are going to continue to do this going forward. They produced what they called the Cohesion, Sharing and Integration Strategy in October 2010, which, despite being roundly criticised as wholly inadequate, did allow the wider community to submit responses and to tell our government in detail exactly how they want to see change. A year later, when OFM-DFM decided that they didn't have the stomach or the ability to demonstrate the generous and courageous leadership needed to deliver on all of these aims, we engaged with the CSI Working Group constructively. However, as our President said this morning, when it became clear that the ambitions of other executive parties for a shared future weren't as sincere as their language claims, we did withdraw. And now, well over 2 years after the initial draft, and over 1 year since the CSI Working Group Alliance has published our own shared future strategy for everyone. And we've made the constructive proposal to the First and Deputy First Minister that rather than a single identity forum or premature border polls, that they should form a shared future group that, in addition to elected representatives, would include members of our community with valuable experience and expertise to deliver real change on this issue. At Conference, I would urge all members of our community to support this Alliance proposal if they want to see the executive deliver real change on a shared future for all. this isn't about party politics. It's about ensuring that the mandate and the potential of the Good Friday Agreement is achieved and delivered. The need to address outstanding issues not settled by a Good Friday Agreement that act as fault lines for our incomplete peace process are abundantly clear to everyone. The need for a political party who will put forward a different approach to parties bound by politics of the past is urgent. Conference, we are the party for this job. The name of the party with the vision, policies and people fit to match the aspirations of this community to live, work and play together in a safe and vibrant society is Alliance. Our shared future strategy for everyone sets out our vision, our policies and an action plan that our ministers are delivering and that we would further deliver with the increased support of the people of Northern Ireland. It's my privilege to be able to introduce three dedicated and talented Alliance Party elected representatives to speak about some of the key areas of our strategy for which we will seek support. Central to a shared future and a shared economy is shared public space for all. Division has human and financial costs, and we know that the economic cost of division is around £1 billion per year. We also know that the direct costs to police illegal parading and violence in recent weeks as a result of failed political leadership was more than £15 million. Conference, that is more than the childcare budget for Northern Ireland for 4 years. That's an absolute disgrace. This doesn't count the lost investment, the cost to traders and businesses, tourism, or the number of young people in our community who are considering their future in Northern Ireland as a result of this. Conference, no executive can be serious about the economy, which is not also serious about tackling division and building a shared future for all. The two Alliance Party ministers and the Northern Ireland executive have taken meaningful action to tackle the costs of division and introduce an innovative shared future policy proofing system, which means that any public spending in their departments will seek to promote sharing over duplication and avoid any waste of public money. Conference, to be pro-economy, you need to support a pro-shared future political party. And this isn't rhetoric, it's just basic economics. The delivery of shared space and mixed housing are key to building a shared future. We have created shared workplaces, so why not shared neighbourhoods and amenities? Speaking on our vision for shared housing and a shared economy will be my East Belfast colleague Judith Cochran, MLA. Judith is a member of the Assembly Social Development Committee with responsibility for housing policy. She's also the Alliance Party representative on the Assembly Commission with responsibility for good relations in Parliament buildings. So we know she has her work cut out in relation to that one. She's also soon to be chair of the Assembly Working Group on Small Business. Judith has taken a leading role in challenging the Minister for Social Development on how he will deliver on the commitment to facilitate mixed housing and shared neighbourhoods for the people of Northern Ireland. Conference, I ask you to join me in giving a warm welcome to Judith Cochran, MLA.
Good morning, Conference, and firstly let me thank Chris for his introduction and also put on record our thanks as a party to him for all the work he has been doing as Vice Chair of the OFMDFM Committee, providing leadership and focus to ensure that building a shared future is the number one priority. Conference, as the lyrics of the song go, the future started yesterday and we're already late. So late, in fact, that nearly 15 years after the Good Friday Agreement, we still have a deeply divided society. This division impacts on all parts of life, including preventing the economic transformation of Northern Ireland. But as you've already heard, we have a vision for a better shared future for Northern Ireland. It's a vision that Alliance has had since the DNR was formed, and I'm sure that you'll agree that our For Everyone broadcast articulates that vision. Conference, you may have heard the saying, the time when you need to do something is when no one else is willing to do it. Well, we couldn't wait any longer for a shared future strategy, and hence led the way in producing our own plan for everyone. Part of this plan highlights how changing the neighbourhoods in which people grow up could make inroads into building a truly shared future. Northern Ireland's residential sector is deeply divided, with over 90% of our public housing still segregated on religious grounds. Some of our most polarised estates have more than 80% of residents from the same religious background. The fact that an area is perceived as belonging to one side or another of the community results in all sorts of negative economic and social consequences, such as loss of investment, paramilitary economy, and people less willing to use basic public services such as libraries, cinemas, shops, or recreational activities. Even worse, this interacts with other aspects of poverty to create pockets of multiple deprivation. We should note, though, that contrary to popular belief, segregated housing is not just confined to social housing. Sometimes this segregation emerges informally, but at times it is driven by the use of flags or symbols that are used by others in an attempt to claim control over territory. In combination, this leads to the vast majority of people in Northern Ireland living in areas that also have a strong majority of people from a similar background. However, despite this, there is significant and consistent support for mixed housing in opinion polls. For example, a recent Life and Times survey in Northern Ireland showed that 83% of people here would prefer to live in mixed neighbourhoods and believe that better relations would result from greater integration. Housing executive tenants are surveyed every year, and those results also show that they want to live in mixed areas. And this idea was supported by a 2010 report by the Independent Commission on the Future for Housing in Northern Ireland, which stated that integrated housing should be trumpeted as the key ingredient for a peaceful and prosperous future for Northern Ireland. Leaving peace lines and religious ghettoisation of housing that was perpetuated by the Troubles in the past. So how do we go about achieving this vision? Well, one thing's for sure, we cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. Segregation here has emerged as a result of violence, fear and sectarianism over the past decades. It cannot be reversed quickly, and only a radical review of housing policy can provide the practical tools for how to end sectarian division in housing altogether. Forced integration is not an option, but choice and encouragement should be given to those who want to live together, and those who wish to live in integrated public housing are poorly served by our current state of affairs. But not to be completely negative, some good work has been undertaken by the Housing Executive around shared housing, such as the Shared Neighbourhood Programme and the signing of Shared Future Charters. However, this is only the tip of the iceberg, and a lot more must be done. The Housing Executive still states on his website that it supports the wishes of people who choose to live in single identity or mixed neighbourhoods. That statement is simply not acceptable and undermines a lot of good work that is going on. How exactly does the Housing Executive support those wishes for single identity neighbourhoods when their focus should be on supporting people in need? Let me put it another way. Are we to take it if people asked for a white only estate, the Housing Executive would support the wishes of people to live there? If people objected to disabled neighbours, would the Housing Executive support these wishes too? Of course not. The perhaps innocent language of the Housing Executive fosters an acceptance of segregation and discrimination. And if it was applied to any other category of persons under Section 75, it would be a matter of international disgrace. This needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. All housing must be promoted and be protected as mixed. Every house and area should be open to people irrespective of background. Nowhere should be off limits for anyone, and there can be no tolerance of anyone claiming control over territory through the use of flags. This has to be accompanied by a plan to ensure that all public facilities, including schools, shops, parks and workplaces, wherever they are located, are open to all. Tenure mix is another good way to integrate populations with different lifestyles and with different age, household size, income and ethnic profile. And substantial benefits can arise from this, so long as the design of the area maintains a careful balance between privacy and community. The biggest challenge in this regard is bad design, which has been shown to impact upon educational attainment, poor health outcomes, and increased levels of crime. So the challenge is to facilitate neighbourhood planning with meaningful participation and engagement so that this can lead to the discovery and development of local skills and resources and build capacity and resilience. And that brings me then to the announcement about the Girdwood site. We've all seen the nice little press release with the smiling faces of all the other parties thinking that they've got a good news story. Well, to say Alliance were disappointed with this would be a vast understatement. There was a real opportunity to do something really different on that site, to deliver a housing mix that included social housing distributed by need and opportunities for affordable and market rate housing so that the area could have a vibrant economic life. However, instead of grabbing that opportunity, we have a proposal that will perpetuate the sectarian divide. What a wonderful outcome after 6 years of waiting. Is that seriously the highest level of vision and change that we can muster for the poorer parts of Belfast? Instead of imagination and change, we have the same old from the DUP and Sinn Féin. They're continuing to do the same things over and over again and expecting different results. Was that not Einstein's definition of madness? You know, conference, I can't understand why people are frightened of new ideas. Personally, I'm frightened of the old ones. We need to be practical and recognise that shared housing may ultimately mean that there may be more people from one background than another living in an area. But that does not mean that the area is not shared. The key task is to ensure that people may live in and use an area freely without belonging to the numerically dominant resident group. The focus should be on making spaces more inclusive and welcoming, and that means having a robust policy on flags, emblems, murals and paramilitary memorabilia. Did I mention that that's in our For Everyone plan too? To sum up, conference, economic activity depends on a safe environment where nobody is at risk. Investment and the attraction of talent are critical to our future, and this means normalising good relations. And I believe that over a period of time, we should expect housing to play its part in bringing people together. The concept of a shared future is very different from that of a shared out future. And as choices around housing are among the most significant in the life of every person, family and community, we must create vibrant, inclusive and diverse housing which attracts present and future generations. The benefits this will bring are for everyone. Thank you, conference.